Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Rundown, your weekly glance at all things Shocker Athletics. Each week, we give you a rapid-fire listen on events, promotions, ticket deals, trivia question, and we wrap it up with a bit of Shocker history. This week's trivia question: who did Wichita State defeat to win its first NCAA regional softball game? Was it A, Texas A&M, B, Tulsa, or C, Sam Houston State? Stick around to the end and we will give you the answer. Shocker Baseball takes a season-high five-game win streak into the AAC Championship in Clearwater, Florida. Shockers are the seventh seed. They will play second-seeded Charlotte at 3 p.m. Tuesday. The game is on the radio, 97.5 FM and 1240 AM with Mike Kennedy, of course. All games in the AAC Championship are on ESPN+. 49ers are also hot. They've won nine in a row, and they took two of three meetings with the Shockers this season. The winner of that team gets a day off. They advance to Thursday, where they would play around 4 p.m. Thursday afternoon against either ECU or South Florida. The loser has to turn around and play Wednesday, also approximately 4 p.m. against the loser of ECU-USF. WSU Track and Field is off this weekend after competing in the AAC Championship last weekend. Shocker men placed second. The Shocker women placed sixth. They will send a group of qualifiers to the NCAA West Preliminaries that starts May 28th, College Station, Texas. While we are nearing the end of WSU competition for the school year, we've got three events this summer on campus we will remind you of. Athletes Unlimited Softball League will play games at Wilkins Stadium between June 7th and June 23rd. The basketball tournament returns to Koch Arena July 18th, 23rd for the eight-team Wichita Regional. NBC World Series will hold its 91st tournament at X Stadium from July 24th to August 1st. Baseball Round the Clock begins on June 26th. That's 11 games in 33 hours for the baseball fanatic. The NBC Championship moves downtown. It's at Equity Bank Ballpark on August 2nd. Your trivia answer is B, Tulsa. WSU defeated the Hurricane 2-1 in the 2016 Norman Regional to win the program's first NCAA game. Kate Malone held Tulsa to four hits, didn't give up an earned run. Brittany Fortner and Liz Broyles drove in runs for the Shockers. This week in Shocker history, May 20th, 2007, 30 Shockers are named to the NBC's Centennial Baseball Team, led by Coach Gene Stevenson. Outfielder Joe Carter is the top vote-getter. Other Shockers on the list include first baseman Phil Stevenson, catcher Eric Wedge, pitcher/DH Darren Dreifert, and pitchers Mike Pelfrey and Kenny Steenstra. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on schedules, tickets, and promotions at GoShockers.com. You can also find podcasts and stories at GoShockers.com as part of the Roundhouse's coverage of the Shockers.